the bathroom window, predicted by a silver spoon.
Welcome to Empath of Least Resistance.
Now she sets a phone.
This episode, we're going to be talking about really disgusting and embarrassing things. Dreams.
Didn't anybody think?
And whatever else we feel like sharing with you today.
Sundays on the phone to Avia. Avia's on the phone to me. Cameron.
Hello.
Hi, Avia.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Avia, are you going to be like Madonna with only one first name? Avia.
It's not going to be Asia.
It's going to be Asia.
Yeah.
Normal mouth.
Asia.
Hola, de jong day, everyone. Welcome to Empath of Least Resistance. Today's show's topic is disgusting.
It's just so disgusting. It doesn't even have a topic.
The topic is just stuff that's disgusting, but helpful in the long run. To people. Know why I offered this topic, to be honest?
Do you have a disgusting story?
Yeah, but I don't think I should probably tell it. But I just did, this is just like one aspect of the disgusting story. I just douched with this apple cider vinegar douche.
Oh, no.
And it was like an hour and a half ago. I'm feeling the burn. Bernie's.
Did you get it out?
Well, unlike an enema, a douche doesn't really stay inside you. If you have a cavernous vagina,
she always keeps.
I'm just kidding. No, it stays inside you, but it can't, like your butthole. You know, your butt is wired to keep. You know, it'd be really, really bad if you shit yourself. It'd be only kind of bad if you piss yourself. So.
I don't know. I've seen you come out of the bathroom with the enema, and your stomach looked like a round little, like, bowling ball. Like,
well, yeah, I was full, as they call it. I found a woman on YouTube who does, her name's Tetsy, and she does enema tutorials all the way.
Tetsy?
She releases on camera. She shits on the camera in front of everyone. Didn't anybody tell her?
We should release it.
Come on and let me see. Tetsy's on the toilet taking a shit in front of God and everyone. Just like me. Except I don't shit. Never have in my life.
Girls, don't do that.
And especially girls like me don't do that.
Except for the colostomy bag and the with Kayla's whisper.
That's a different reality, though. Okay, so, you know, enemas are gross, but I feel like everyone's missing out by not doing them.
But I have a question. Do we really think these things are gross?
I don't think they're gross. Like I was saying to somebody, I was like, you know what? Tetsy has repurposed her mind's hard drive.
I wasn't talking about Tetsy.
This is part of my story, though, Avia. I said she looks at enema as a purely medical procedure. She also does leeches. Like
in her butt?
Medical leeches. 633.
With
not in her butt. Medical leeches. She puts them on other people to suck them off. Suck out poison or something. What we want as Americans, or people, I guess, not Americans, but people who are trying to heal, is we want the poison sucked out. We want the...
Just American.
Well, I think French people like to keep it in there, but I'm not certain.
It's a strong possibility.
Can I bum a cigarette? What?
When I was smoking all your cigarettes, I left you a 20.
Oh, yeah. But then you've since smoked.
But then yeah.
Sometimes we want to put the poison back in. That's why we smoke cigarettes. Little acts of hatred, because we're actually, the spiritual root of smoking cigarettes is you're mad at one of your parents. Did you know that? Which one?
I don't know, but that's definitely true. My parents didn't care if I did anything. They just didn't want me smoking cigarettes or getting tattoos.
So you did both.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, like, not in spite of them. I just, like...
But a little bit.
No, not... Well, like, I really didn't want them to know.
Did anybody tell them? Didn't they just look and see? You got tattoos all over your body. Yeah. And I don't think your parents are retarded. Or are they? I could see that.
Do you have any tattoos?
Of course.
What are they of?
I have a terrible tattoos. What a disgusting mistake all every one of them were. I have my name in ancient Roman Bible script on the back of my arm. It looks like it says Barty. I have skull and crossbones here on my ribs with an exploding broken heart and blood splattered all over.
You have your demons.
And I have the pussy demon gargoyle that sits above my vagina, making sure only demon semen gets by. And then I have what looks like two sperms swimming away from a star on the back of my ankle. And then I have a nautical star behind my ear that my friend Mike Felix used to press, and it would make my tongue come out.
When you press the back of your ear?
Yeah, like a button. When you press the back... but my vagina's really burning is the reason I mentioned that. Feel the burn. Vote for Bernie Sanders in this upcoming election, you guys.
I love Bernie Sanders.
Whatever. He's not real to me. Everything outside of this house, basically, is no longer real to me. Because, is it? I can't tell anymore. Is this just a dream within a dream, within a cream, within a puff, within an eclair, within a donut, within a kundalini snake rising?
Open-faced.
Open-faced kundalini sandwich.
Open-faced kundalini snake.
You know what I saw last night? Hey, can I have some ashtray show? It was some weird, like, video that, like, an Asian person made who didn't speak English very well, so most of it made no sense. But in it, they're saying, like, they're showing some person rubbing a gross other person. They're saying the kundalini sits in your butthole. Basically.
You wish.
No, I believe that it probably... I mean, your root chakra is right down by your butthole, so your taint, the area right between the two. And they're like, and what's in there that keeps your kundalini from rising is fear. And I said, aha. At this point, I'd like to mention that we have a special guest here.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hey, how's it going, Diesel?
I'm great. How's everybody?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
If you have anything to add at any point, feel free to jump in.
Gotcha.
If you have any really disgusting stories.
Gotcha. Or if your kundalini starts to rise.
So what's your kundalini doing?
My kundalini? It gets it on. I think it might be a
demon. Is it upside down?
Upside down?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Is it face down there?
I wrote a song about it. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here it goes. I feel it rising. The serpent inside me. Oh, oh, oh. This sounds like a very evil song. That's another reason why I think the kundalini is just a demon. Because, you know, it's usually not God that lets you have orgasms for 15 straight minutes. Because God thinks you should be doing something else. Lifting up your hands and praising him. Not swilling cum.
Swilling?
Yeah.
Swilling cum.
Swilling. Everybody's going insane these days.
Yeah.
Swilling made me think of someone who's just been finding things in his bedroom that weren't his and calling the police.
Who?
Swilling. Come here. Come here. I hate doing this on the podcast.
Oh.
Great. I could hear that.
I can see, like, the...
Where you can see how you're clipping. I'm turning your ass down. Bitch is clipping. Bitch is tripping.
Swilling.
Swilling come tonight.
Swillington. The third.
Swilling chums, all right. Do you know what that is? It's a bloody mixture for sharks. thanks for attracting sharks.
Chum.
Chum. Old chum. Serpent in the house with a So yeah, if you're listening, you don't know what is a kundi snake, or as I call it, or kundalini. It's like a... It's a serpent of, I don't know, what is it? A serpent of energy, the energetic serpent that lives in your taint. And then sometimes you have a kundalini awakening, and this kundi snake goes up, and it clears out all your chakras. But it's like what Sting fucks with for, like, tantric sex.
Diesel, do you know what a kundalini is for explanation real quick?
Kundalini. Yeah, like you said, it's spiritual energy, but it's sexual spiritual energy. Basically, it's the combination of the male and female energy within your body. As it travels upward, it, like you said before, it clears your chakra.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does, when once it gets to your pineal gland, it christens the pineal gland.
What?
Hence, so maybe it's not a demon.
Christ consciousness. This is where it all stems from.
Oh. Very interesting. Wait, what do you mean it christens? How so?
What I mean by christens is the energy actually dampens the pineal gland with...
From the inside?
Yeah, from the inside. So your body creates an actual, some type of liquid that is congruent with the energy that's rising.
Hmm.
So once it hits the pineal gland, your pineal gland opens up and you get what's called the Christ consciousness.
Oh, well, I think that happened to me. I'm serious. I had a kundalini awakening in 2013.
But then, so the kundalini orgasms.
Kundalini orgasms just kind of started this year.
Started. It was just like a few months thing.
Yeah, you know, something happens sometimes. I can't believe I'm talking about this because I'm sure my family listens to this like a bunch of stalkers. But turn it off if you're related
to me. Hi, Molly.
Turn it off now if you're related to me, you psychopaths. I'm not doing anything wrong. Look away. Let me have my own life.
Hi, Christy. Hi, Molly.
Anyway, so I would notice something that happened where I started going... like a dog, involuntarily breathing, like, so crazy.
Like hyperventilation?
Well, no. Well, kind of. Me and my friends used to make ourselves pass out at Del Taco when we out of money to spend on Glade peach-flavored air freshener that we liked to huff in the bathroom of Del Taco until everything went wah, 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 wah. We'd also, after we're done huffing air freshener, this is eighth grade. It's very boring in Irvine, California. And then we would make each other pass out, hyperventilate. And somebody squeezes you, you pass out, and you have a dream you're in a river with Bart Simpson. And some of them, some pee their pants.
So you guys would just do this at the bathroom?
Yeah, or outside the bathroom. You know, they used to have these things called toppers at Del Taco. It was a dessert, a frozen yogurt with Oreos on top.
That sounds so good.
So good. It was so dope. But anyway, that was like, I digress. So, it's kind of like hyperventilating, but it's more like... what's it called? Vishnu? Some Indian thing, like... meditation practice, like fire breath, like, and it's a way to clear out the chakras. And I think that's my body doing that, trying to clear the blockages so that the snake of kundalini can uncoil and the serpent can let her rip.
There's a special breathing pattern for each chakra.
Yeah, I feel like I go through a couple of them, and then begins what is most recently an obscenely long orgasm where the other person just kind of gets over it.
Just is out of there.
Because they are not having a 15-minute orgasm, so, you know, they're they're like, well, at first it's like, this is great, and then I was like, should I just stop doing this?
You're like, no, I'm totally fine.
And he was like, yeah, probably. Oh, man, damn it. Damn it, all to hell. But whatever, you know, My loss is my gain. Losing my fear from my butthole is proving to do me very well. Because when you have so many horrible things happen that you don't have anything to be afraid of anymore, you're free. You're so free. Haha.
And your butthole's like, yeah.
And your butthole's like, oh, yeah. Your butthole's like, this is a remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mash up Millie. Yeah, but anyway.
What's so another disgusting thing?
Somebody wrote me a question through Twitter asking, they said, I sleep over at my boyfriend's house, and like a lot of people live there, and like I get up in the morning and I go pee, and sometimes I like fart. And I was like, girl, don't ever admit to doing that.
Speaking of farts, you guys smell your own farts?
Girls don't do that.
I have never farted in my fucking life.
Never.
I am sorry, but not once. That's gross. I don't do number twos, and I certainly don't fart.
I smell my fart and leave the room.
Like you take a minute?
Shouldn't you leave the room before you fart?
Yeah, but by the time I just let it out, it's clouded the whole place.
Oh, brother. Well, maybe today you could leave the room before farting. Since I've never farted, I don't do well with the experience. I have a very short tolerance for tasting the inside of someone else's butthole. But then other times I love it. Just kidding. So she's like, you seem to be like well-versed in a knowledge of everything. Like, what do I do to stop farting? Should I change my diet? And I'm like, oh my God, is this what it's become? Like, I'm giving out fart tips.
Wait, that's, she's like, you know everything about everything. How do I not fart outside?
They watch Band Cars, so they know. You can back up off your mic a little. I just realized the reason only one line's blinking is because the volume controls both inputs. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. And I digress.
And I digress. So, here's my eat a high-fiber diet, I suppose. Drink more water. But, like, let's be honest. If you're not going to do any of that, which you probably aren't, stick your finger in your butthole. I'm fucking serious. Stick your finger in your butt. Okay, if you don't want to do that, because I know a lot of people out here in the world are, like, super sketched out about their own buttholes, you know? Like, people are afraid of their own butthole. I'm not. But what you want to do is at least, you know, maybe get some toilet paper to cover your hand and wrap it around your hand. And then just put your hand as, like, a silencer over your butthole. So that if a fart is expelled, you can catch it. Throw it at the wall or something. I don't know how farts work, man. So that's my great advice. Thank you to the person who submitted that.
Changing fart. Lives.
Changing lives. One silenced fart.
what do y'all call it when y'all do?
A vaginal fart? Are you seeing? No, we don't call it anything because we just don't do it.
And when gas leaves your body, what do
gas
you call
does
it?
Not leave my body.
No,
gas is never created because within there's only a bunch of crafting supplies
and glitter.
Yeah, sometimes glitter leaves me. I call it taking a craft, but it's rare. I usually do enema. I get all the glue and the craft supplies, the paper clips, thumbtacks,
all the glue.
Glitter glue, specifically. And then that's when it comes out. It came in through the bathroom window. Projected me eyes some glitter glue. People think I probably defecate, but I don't. I've never gone poo.
Shout out to Jed.
Shout out to Jed. It's not over yet.
I know.
It's been like 10 minutes.
I was just saying hi to Jed because I wanted you to go, Jed!
Jed! Ooh.
Okay, I'm over it.
Came in through the bathroom. No. Trying to catch me, but I don't number two. You know what? You know what was a great indicator that I don't actually shit is when I had a baby and when everyone was there, Robert, I'd been telling Robert for like 2 years at that point, like, I don't go Dewey. I just don't take Dewey. Sorry. And he, after I had the baby, he's like, I believe you. Because women shit themselves all the time while they're having a baby.
Yeah, no one talks about that.
Yeah, let's talk about baby stuff because people really don't talk about it. They don't talk about the joys of being like a pregnant person and having the baby. Like, you know, people act like, you know, and it's part of the programming and agenda to get women to stop having children. This, especially like, you know, more intelligent women, they make you think you can't have a career and a child. That's bullshit. But like, they make you think your vagina gets blown out too. And trust me, you know, it's only post having a child that I experience 15 to 20 minute long Kundalini orgasm. And I'm talking about the orgasms lasting for the entire duration. Like, not that it's, that's how long, you know, that's how long the cool part is happening.
And when you gave birth, you were in, like, a kiddie pool with no...
I was in the bed right where you are right now. Yep.
Okay. No, I thought you were in, like a pool.
No, I had a birthing pool in the next room, the jacuzzi that used to be here.
Mm.
But that was, I mean, I was in labor for 3 days straight, so... I spent some time here, there, and everywhere, really. I had sex while I was in labor twice because having an orgasm is good to release this chemical to help the baby.
But you were already in labor?
Yes. I was in...
Were you dilated?
I was dilated a little bit. I mean, do you even know what that means, to be dilated?
Yeah, doesn't it mean, like, the baby's, like, coming close to the...
No, it means your cervix is dilated. Like, the hole within your hole is opening enough for a baby to soon make its way through. And by the way, I'm the first woman to birth a Paulson baby vaginally. I forgot that when I decided somewhat near the last minute to do the home birth. But I was watching this documentary about these women. They were crying because they had episiotomies where they cut your vagina.
Ouch.
Snip, snip. And they were weeping, talking about their episiotomy. And I was like, I do not want that. I don't want some reptilians, like, stealing my baby in the hospital. I go, I think I can do the home birth. We found a doula. You know, she was a Scientologist, but that's another story for another day. You know, that's all right. Nothing wrong with them.
Yes, there is. But everything.
But don't say that. You're going to be put on, you're going to become fair game. I think I just got left alone. But yeah, so nothing about those nice people over at that church of whatever it's called. But, you know, what? And so I did it. I went for it. But I forgot that Robert's parents, with all three of their kids, and then Robert's previous two children, and Robert's brother's two children, not one had come out natural, because they're all sideways and giant Nephilim babies. Like, just humongous. Because, like, to be honest, Robert and his family are O-negative reptilies descendant. And, you know, they've been making a big effort in some weird spiritual realm that we can't see or hear to breed in the two bloodlines. So that, whatever, don't want to get too psycho-sounding for our 3D listeners, but, yeah.
I thought he was Rh negative.
He is Rh negative. He's O negative. Rh negative is, okay, I think we've talked about this on the show before, but Rh negative, the Rh factor in your blood is, like, referring to are you positive or negative for the Reese's monkey gene, which means if you're Rh positive, A positive, B positive, AB positive, or O positive, that means, yes, you are descended from people who are from planet Earth. If you're Rh negative, O negative, A negative, B negative, AB negative, science doesn't know where you come from. Some of their lungs are better adapted for underground breathing, like mole people or ancient types that live in the center of the earth, allegedly. And then, you know, maybe they come from a celestial realm. Hard to say. But every one of our presidents has been Rh negative. Most of the stars and celebs in Hollywood are Rh negative. And New York. The royal family is Rh negative. And, yeah. Should we do your blood test and find out your real blood type, Asia? I have happened to have one. Happen to have an Eldin card right here.
I've done mine like 4 times.
I've never done it, though.
What's the test?
The test is a blood test. You get your finger pricked, and then you have to spread the blood on these little markers. Damn it. All my blood, all my friends' blood tests. I took Moni's. She's B positive. But, you know, I find even a lot of people have Rh negative recessive. Like, it'll be somebody, and their dad will be a blonde, green-eyed, which is the usual look of, like, a Rh negative, you know, especially redhead, like, what do they call them?
Gingers.
Gingers are especially...
I did not know that's what you were going to say.
No, that's exactly what. Gingers are Rh negative. They're very much reptilian in descent. And so I've noticed, like, O negative seem to be, to me, the reptilies. And then I don't know... Okay, so wait. Let me just say. So the Illuminati, or whatever you want to call them, they believe they're the 13 descended bloodlines from Lucifer, right? And so that they have a direct bloodline to Luce. And
Lucy.
Conversely, the AB negative bloodline is, I believe, descended from Jesus.
Like that, from the Da Vinci Code, like the rose line.
The Holy Grail. And you know what's weird is that Joe is a descended from Rosicrucians or whatever. Knights Templar, I should say. The protectors of the Holy Grail. And it's weird because Joe's always taking it on to himself to be sort of my protector. And I said, isn't that bizarre? God, I wish I had a different input for your mic. It's so much louder than mine. Maybe if I take my glove off, glove on, glove off, glove on.
How long does it take to get the results from the test?
It's almost instantaneous.
Oh, you find out.
Yeah, I stab people. Yeah. But I don't know where my test is. I know it's in here.
They're over there.
I'm curious to know what my blood type is.
Oh, yeah? You want me to blood type you out right now?
I want you to explain more about three different types of blood?
Well, four, I think. It's O, A, B, and AB.
All right, so give me a quick overview of what each bloodline is.
So, I don't know how it works in the realm of Rh positive.
Okay.
For O positive, A positive, B positive, AB positive, those people... We know they can have Rh negative blood mixed in with theirs, but okay, so if a woman is Rh negative, and like me, if I got pregnant by an Rh positive man, mm-hmm. I would have to have medical intervention because my body would reject the baby. And if we're talking about Rh negative people are the descendants of the fallen angels, the regular angels, mm-hmm. and possibly like Adam and Eve or Cain and Abel or something, mm-hmm. then they're like, you know, these are celestial beings. God's not going to make it so that an angel can get pregnant by a human, but he would allow it in the reverse, because if a Rh negative man puts a baby in an Rh positive woman. Because think about it, an angel could come down, like shoot you some of its blood, heal your ass. But a human can't ever shoot you anything if you're an angel and heal you. Well, quite the reverse, I'd imagine. So the human body naturally rejects the Rh positive blood because it's different beings. You know, you're from different.
So Rh negative is celestial beings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Celestial in origin beings, I believe. And then, because science really can't figure out, like, what are these people? You know, they just don't know.
But Rh negative people get weird.
Rh negative people are more prone to be psychic, more prone to be, like, drawn to the occult, kind of. More, like, and they believe that Hitler was... Going, because a lot of Jews, most of the Jews, God's chosen people, are Rh negative, especially like Ashkenazi Jews or whatever. And so they believe that Hitler knew this. Hitler was Rh positive, and he was like, fuck these guys. They're like making me look kind of like a dick. They're better at all this magic crap than I like. I'm going to kill these Jews and do away with this. What if really Hitler was actually trying to save everyone from...
Oh, my God.
No, I know that. Take it, the Jew part out of the equation, but if he was really trying to kill off this entire race of fallen angel Nephilim people... Because if anyone doesn't know what a Nephilim is, it's there's a lost book of the Bible found with the Dead Sea Scrolls called the Book of Enoch about how the angels fell, how a third of heaven fell and went with Lucifer, and they wanted to come down, and they were like, fuck, I want to fuck those hot slobs down on earth. I want to have sex with those human sluts. But we're like watcher angels. We're not supposed to do it. What do we do? And they're like, well, Lucifer's already down there. Like, maybe we should just like go kick it and see if these ladies want to fucking fuck tonight. Actually, we're giant angels. It doesn't matter if they want to. Let's just fuck them. And so they go down there and they get everyone pregnant and they have these giant freakazoid babies. Nephilim.
You're so crazy.
I'm not so crazy. This is, you know, the truth sounds crazy to those who believe the lie, is all that I'm saying. And the lie is put in your head from the day you're born. Just stay home, play video games, watch porn. Yeah, this is just 3D world, right? Nothing weird will happen ever. Keep you nice and safe. Anyway, don't let me get too funky.
You're so funky.
Very well, then. Okay, so where was I? Nephilim. So, yeah, Robert's parents were like, we wanted to do a home birth, but we couldn't do it because the babies were all sideways. And I forgot that, foolishly or smartly. You know, the day I went into labor, I saw a UFO for the first time.
What'd it look like?
Like a weird thing in the sky. That everyone's like, look, that's a UFO. It's like moving all crazily. And it was weird. It was weird. But then I forgot because I was in labor for 70 more hours after that. Oh
my
then.
God.
But, you know, the vagina, like any other muscle, okay, when a guy is doing, or a woman, I guess, or transgendered, if you will, is doing weight training, they're ripping the muscle so that it can heal again, and then it becomes a buff muscle. So when you rip and shred your vagina into taco shreds, you know, it heals into a tighter, for some, not for all, but this is my story, into a tighter, firmer, more buff muscle. Will you back up, please? This thing is so loud, and I can't adjust the volume. It's so annoying. Yeah, so now I have, like, a weightlifter's vagina. And I birthed the baby vaginally. It was crazy. I blacked out. Most women would shit. But not most women would at least take a shit. Pee a little bit. Never shit in my life.
Basics.
And then, yeah, basic bitches would do it. Not me, y'all. And then Emily, who was, like, supposed to be my birthing partner, but Robert ended up being it. She was like, yeah, I thought you shit in the birthing pool because I saw this, like, round, like...
Is it little, a stone?
It was a stone. It was a, what's that Nirvana song? Lithium quartz. It's what it was.
I remember I was holding it in there and you were like, oh, that was in my labor pool.
It wasn't in my butthole or anything.
I thought, I know, but, like, when I first...
I can put it there if you want me to. Please. Then it'll be gross. Let's see, what other disgusting things happen? What disgusting things?
We have period sex.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We didn't post that one. That one was on the lost files of us talking about period sex.
Oh, yeah. Someone had asked, like, do you have period sex? I learned recently, Jen Rose told me that Asian people think it's really gross to have period sex. That's very unclean. That it causes infection. But... that's what douching with apple cider vinegar is for, I guess. Burn that. Burn anything that's alive in there.
Is it burning?
No. The burning has subsided. Weekend at Burnings is over. Thank goodness. Oops. Did you see John Norris from MTV tweeted about my record?
Mm-mm.
It's true, he said. His record is favorite of mine already. Annie Hardy Rules out. April 7th, y'all.
You also got album of the year before you released your album.
Yeah, before the year I released it, too. Shout out to T-Bob. And you're making me feel like I've never been born.
What's that, like, Dandy Warhol song? It's like the same.
I never thought you'd be a junkie because heroin is so passe.
Jed?
Jed.
I like that so much better.
Than what?
How you used to go, Jed, and it would startle me.
You complained endlessly about me and my Jet / Jed song because it said... Because it said...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It said so many things.
It said so many mean things. I totally forgot about that part.
It said, like, Asia is a racist, and she's also...
Like a scissoring lesbian, and...
No, that doesn't sound clever at all. No, it said something about you having beady eyes, I think.
No, that was a different song.
Oh. I'm so tired of you telling me wrong things. I'm pretty sure I didn't call you a scissoring lesbian, because that would look bad for me.
Shut the fuck up. You've called me that many times.
Oh, whatever. You say that like it's a bad thing to be a lesbian. Are you a gaycist? Gaycism is not zero tolerance. It's a zero tolerance.
Gaycism.
Remember when there weren't trannies everywhere? Hey, watch it. Too loud.
Let's talk about the tranny pies.
Oh, my God.
Wait, have we already?
We've already talked about tranny pies, surely.
It's so funny. Shout out to Evan.
Shout out to Evan.
And Moose Lips.
Evan told us a story about a tranny pie. On the sidewalk sings, and have fresh condiments, I think, like mustard and gravy.
Ew.
Also HIV. No. I'm so tired of almost stepping in tranny pies.
That was one of the times we laughed to, like, painful measures.
Yeah. I love when that happens. That's why I put up with all your bullshit, to be honest, Asia, is because I don't laugh like that with anybody else. Your laughter is infectious, just like HIV.
Are you positive?
Yes, I'm sure.
Are you
don't give it to me.
Are you positive?
I got AIDS, girl. No.
Call my doctor. You'll love her.
She's a godsend. You'll love her. Crazy strain? I
was just gonna do that.
Have AIDS. If you are a person with AIDS and you fuck another person with AIDS who has the right crazy strain of AIDS, your AIDS goes away.
Two positives make a negative.
Yes, that's right.
Are you positive?
I'll give you all my AIDS, maybe I'll go away. Or maybe I didn't have AIDS to begin with, but I do now today.
So on Empath of Resistance. Why don't you read part of the Oracle report?
What part of it?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet, but...
It's not a very good one today, to be honest.
Oh, y'all look in the toilet after you take a shit?
Girls, don't do that.
I think that's some pretty nasty shit.
I I don't look because I don't want to see a rope worm scurrying around in the glitter that's in the toilet.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
Nobody did.
Nobody did, but now they do. Oh, everybody has rope worms. You guys do. I allegedly do. I would believe it. There's 6 life stages. One where they just look like mucus.
And they all have faces, okay?
Stop yelling, Asia! Your microphone and you're clipping so bad.
Okay.
They don't have faces till they send out the little signal to your intestinal tract to tell it to send them the right hormone that will allow them to form faces and launch on the inside of your intestine.
We gave like a really intense description of this.
Do everything I got, like an intense description of rope worms.
Have you been doing band car?
Yes, without you. No thanks to you. Why? Why I oughta.
Why I oughta.
Well, I guess we're about done here. What is the gist of the show? Everyone's disgusting. Let's stop being ashamed. I mean, I still don't take shits or fart, but but let's all stop being ashamed. Being ashamed of something you have to do every day is bad. Makes you a shameful person. It makes you not want to call your dad and tell him it's me, Asia. I've been taking shits in the bathroom sink at my own apartment because no one told me how to use the toilet like a big girl. Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Mom. I've been taking shits in the sink. Come on. Maybe even the lid in the kitchen thinking that's not wrong. I don't think it's all right. Asia, taking shit in the sink tonight, oh Lord. But maybe it's just story. But how'd she get up on the counter? She's such a small dog. She looks like she's a rat with a wig on. Something that just came out of a pig's mom. Pig's mom's vagina with a wig on.
Stop, that's so mean.
But it's not mean. Story ain't gonna be listening. Okay. Alright. Ladies in the place tonight. Sorry that the airport. Sorry that the airphone, the iPhone, the podcast is late. Where did I go?
But it was worth it.
No, I don't know that it was. This was just kind of an okay episode.
I was just sounding confident, so they would think so.
I mean, it was what it was and is. It was a dog blanket covered in jizz. Dog jizz. At least it's not from a cat.
The reason I wanted you to read the Oracle Report is because I wanted you to do your friend gesture voice.
You just want me to read it with a weird voice?
Just read, like, the true alignments and...
All right, here's today's Oracle Report for Thursday. Skill. I just want to sing it.
No, do the fresher voice.
I can't do it on command. I can't do anything on command unless it's my command. Because I'm Annie Hart and I rule, man. Sorry, Avia. Today's alignments, true alignments. Unite and win. Group efforts. Accomplishing. Sincere. Acceptance of others. Acceptance of your rear when you be cracking off shits in the sink. Come here and check it out. Growing awareness. Making a mark. Humor. Willingness to learn and grow in farts. In the kitchen sink. Adaptive changes in your anus. Potential for sudden changes is higher today. Higher than you may be.
And the catalyst for change.
If you're living out of alignment with your truth and the truth of the universe, you'll experience potentials for deception, false flags, obligatory shitting in the sink. Lording. That's what I was about to do. Power struggles.
What did he say, lording?
Yeah, lording. And we'll never be loyal. Negative self-sabotage, seeking recognition, irrelevant self-denial, overwork, stereotyping, scissoring, lots of diking, diversion, divide and conquer, and leave Eurasia with an open sore. Open Montessori, on your crotch, I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
So wow, you're gonna reap what you sow. Oh, wow. Actually, I believe that's what it says. Multiple stellar energetics are in effect to produce an astrologically complex day where Asia has a pink sock of the anal world.
Ugh!
Potentially a rather emotional and eventful day. Let's unravel it simply one thread at a time, okay? Sun's conjuncting Chiron on the eve of the Ides of March. The sun in Chiron will electromagnetic discharge. The same frequency, getting freaky with an energy of 25 Pisces. Oh yeah, purging of the priesthood. What you gonna do when you can't good style take a shit in a toilet? Just go in the sink. Doy. Since Chiron is a planet in conjunction with the sun, the themes of Chiron, wounding, healing, teaching, alchemizing, get a song, sing, yeah. Let's make that a word. Coming to effect with the situation. Ladies who be on the street looking like some Asian, but you're not. You're just on. Asia's not Asian. It's just her name, Dome. Although I once thought that.
You found out the hard way.
Found out the hard way that Asia was mad gay. Chiron tends to induce pain, old or new, in order to affect healing. It's just for you. Once it's alchemized pain, by giving a fool.
This is gonna make no sense to anybody.
It makes so much sense to me, but I'm schizophrenic, probably.
No, it's making sense to me, too. I'm just saying, like.
Understand that in a generalized way, this energetic has people tapping into places of inner wounding. This hyper engages our instincts and causes many to react quickly from a place of fear in their butthole. Evidencing unresolved wounding, it happens on the individual and mass level. We take care to take care of our own wounds. And not to displace them into the collective and blame other people.
So basically, be okay.
Rule yourself is number two. Venus retrograde, a ruler of the nation.
Rule yourself. Annie Hardy, rule yourself.
Fuck that. You know, Jack White has crazy baby teeth.
Like little tiny ones?
Yeah, Arrow sent me a picture. I was like, what? Is this real? I thought it was fake. It was real.
Why it's strange.
I think that's a White Stripes song, but I'm thinking of Chicago.
So it's a Green Day song.
Yeah, it's also a Green Day song.
Crouching tiger into volume. All right, we love you all.
Oh, stop screaming. You're so loud.
You're so loud.
I'm actually, you can barely hear me. All you can hear is Asia. So.
You're welcome, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys. Thanks for listening to Empath of Least Anal Resistance. We'll see you here next week if Asia graces us with her presence on time, then the podcast will be out on Wednesday, if not Thursday, but hopefully Wednesday.
We love you, Jed.
Thanks to Jed from Pulse Pop Podcast for putting up with our incessant bullshit and pumping and dropping it like it's hot. All right, see you guys next time. Spread love, not your butt cheeks. Bye.